Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vitor Mingus on the 3rd of March, and here's our daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Analysis of Instagram's code has revealed several files that point to possible upcoming voice and video calling features, reports the TechCrunch. The files are labeled Call and Video Call with phone and camera icons that are present in the app's Android application packages. These contain all of the app's code and show files for unreleased functions that are already present in the app but not yet launched. If the features go live, it would make Instagram an even bigger threat to Snapchat. Uber and Lyft drivers in the US make a median profit of $3.37 per hour before taxes, according to a new report that suggests a majority of rideshare workers made below minimum wage and that many actually lose money. Researchers did an analysis of vehicle cost data in a survey of more than 1,100 drivers for the ride-hailing companies for a paper published by the MIT Center of Energy and Environmental Policy Research. Cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin should be regulated to crack down on illegal activities and protect the financial system. The Bank of England governor said that their inherent risks mean businesses in digital currencies could lose money. The time has come to hold the crypto asset ecosystem to the same standards as the rest of the financial system, Mr. Carney said on a speech last Friday. Cryptocurrencies do not yet pose risks to financial stability, but he also said that could change if more people began investing in them. Although some countries have banned them, Mr. Carney said the regulation would be a better approach. German security services have admitted they uncovered a cyber attack on the government in December. Sources said the malware had been planted up to a year earlier and could be the work of a notorious Russian hacking group. Citing anonymous sources, German news agency DPA had earlier reported that the Russian hacking group ATP28 had placed malware in a government network and infiltrated both the foreign ministry and the defense ministry. The sources said the malware could have remained in a government's network for as long as a year before the government's discovered the breach in December. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at onthismedia.com.